Proclamation number 6608 of 28th of July, 1956. Concept of time and knowledge about it. Endless periods of time have passed and will still follow. Time periods which mean eternities for you humans but which will nevertheless come to an end one day, because in the state of perfection there is no longer a concept of time for the being, thus the torment of an infinitely long time is also ruled out for such a being. Yet again and again you humans must be made aware of the eternities you have already lived on earth and that you can already put an end to this infinitely long time of your development in your earthly life if you endeavor to become perfect, so that you will then no longer be subject to the law of time and space, so that you, as most blissful spiritual beings, will also lose the torment of the concept of time, which belongs to complete beatitude. Again and again you must be told that your existence has not only been on this earth since your birth as a human being but that you have already covered eternal times, partly consciously, partly unconsciously, and that it is up to you whether you prolong this time endlessly again or put an end to it. But in the state of imperfection there is no end for you. Only the way of your existence is different. Thus the conscious state can also disappear again, and yet you continue to exist unconsciously, and then you have to cover eternities again until you again have the opportunity to complete your earthly course in a degree of perfection which excludes every concept of time. Although you don't know anything about the time behind you, and therefore you don't take your perfection on this earth seriously either. You may not know it either, i.e., it may not be irrefutably proven to you, because then you would be in a certain compulsive state of perfection. Nevertheless, this knowledge is presented to you and it is left up to you how you relate to it. If you believe in it even without evidence, you will also make an effort to reach a degree of light on this earth, you will strive for perfection, and then the end of time will also approach for you. But the unbeliever will not allow himself to be impressed by such knowledge either, and he is in great danger that he will prolong his own time, that he will be bound in the creations for eternities again, that he will unconsciously take an infinitely long earthly path again but nevertheless have to take upon himself the torments of this path, because for the originally freely created spiritual being every constraint, every bound state is also a state of torment. That is why the knowledge of this is made accessible to people in the last time before the end. It is presented to them and can lead to greater responsibility towards the souls. Again, this possibility is very small because without faith in an earthly purpose of life, in the attainment of a specific aim, even such knowledge is not believed. Because even the teachings about the soul's course of development are only regarded as fantasies to which no significance is to be attributed. But these teachings are a serious reminder, because it concerns the freedom of every individual soul. It is about something that every being wants, because it can only feel happy in freedom, but which it in order to possess it, it must also strive for. And it should be stimulated by the supply of this knowledge. People should think about the term eternity and relate themselves to it. And they should also know that both freedom and bondage lie within the will, that they will be helped in every way to attain freedom but that they will also not be hindered if they return in free will to the bondage again, from which they have already released themselves and can now completely detach themselves in earthly life. Whether they accept the knowledge as credible, whether they draw their conclusions from it and make it the basis of their way of life. However, this also determines their spiritual state. It determines the degree of maturity they reach on Earth and consequently also their state after the death of the body. But the transmission of this knowledge is also one of the lost means of grace which are used to help people in their spiritual adversity. But everything happens and has to happen without coercion, for perfection can only be achieved in full freedom of will, yet help will be granted to the soul in every way. Amen.